Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Saturday evening, the Eureka Police Department and Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to the intersection of Del Norte and Ice Street on reports of an injury traffic collision. A 2007 Chevy Malibu and a 2001 Toyota Tacoma were involved in the collision. Parties from both vehicles were transported to the hospital for treatment. A passenger of the Chevy was listed as being in critical condition. Witnesses report that the male juvenile driver of the Tacoma was engaged in an illegal drag race with the female juvenile driver of the red Toyota Corolla. Witnesses at the scene estimate the speeds of the vehicles to be between 50 to 70 miles per hour northbound on I Street. The Malibu was traveling westbound on Del Norte across I and was broadside by the Tacoma. The collision caused the Tacoma to roll over as it continued north on I Street and caused the Malibu to collide with the retaining wall at the intersection. It appears that the racing speeds were a major factor in the collision. However, alcohol and/or drugs have not been ruled out. The investigation continues. Saturday morning, Arcata PD and fire were dispatched to the Arcata Community Forest on reports of a tree on fire. They discovered an old-growth redwood with active fire extending about 70 feet up the tree. The tree, estimated to be about 15 feet in diameter at the base, had likely been on fire for up to 24 hours. Firefighters used 2,500 gallons of water in battling the blaze, but due to the height of the active fire in the tree, they were not able to fully extinguish the fire. Due to the extensive damage, the precise cause of the fire is undetermined, though it is believed that the fire was caused by an illegal warming fire started by campers seeking shelter. In the interest of public safety, Trail 15 is closed until further notice. Staff from the City of Arcata will monitor the tree and surrounding area and determine when the area is again safe for the public. The issue of homelessness and transiency in Humboldt County is a big one. It's addressed from many angles, from the County Department of Health and Human Services to the local sites that provide food and shelter for those in need of a place to stay. Crime is also a concern, as Sheriff Mike Downey explains.
Well, it's a growing transient community that we have. You know, it's throughout the county. You know, the problem is not endemic just to Eureka. It's, you know, we have Willow Creek and Garberville complaining about the same problems.
Some people have taken to a transient lifestyle as a matter of choice, and that does not mean they are automatically part of the criminal element. Sheriff Downey makes another point.
It is a huge problem in Humboldt County, and it's one we're trying to address. But you get into civil rights issues. You get into issues of people having the right to walk down the street. I've had communities up in arms about, Why are you allowing these people in, you know, to be here? Well, they have a right to be there, even though they're not abiding by the norm of the community. So there has to be an understanding between those that are coming into your communities and what the community sets as their standard.
Well, more KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And, of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you the Our Community segment. Here's Dan with more.
In this month's Our Community, we have turned the focus to disaster preparedness, and considering we live on the North Coast, one of the disasters we need to prepare for is floods. With king tides raising the water level up and down the coast this week, and the area still saturated from the recent storms, being prepared for a flood goes right along with preparations for wildfires and earthquakes. Your emergency kit and evacuation plan are necessary, as are a battery-operated radio, one of the most important pieces of equipment you'll need during a flood. Don't walk or drive through running water, and if you are forced to evacuate, remember to secure your residence and turn off utilities, and then notify family and trusted friends that you are leaving the area. Flash floods are also a concern, particularly in our area, with steep canyons and lots of river and stream beds. The same principles we apply to preparing for other natural disasters apply to flood preparation as well. And that's our community.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.